Warning, the following is the officially sanctioned podcast
about the show, about four lifelong friends
who compete to embarrass each other in public.
You know the one.
The official Impractical Jokers podcast.
Yeah, yes. Welcome.
Here we go. Excellent. Here we go. Episode 199.
That's right. Oh my God. That means that next one's 200.
That's huge. 200 episodes is the next one. You could turn this one off and just wait until the next podcast, because that'll be the 200th episode podcast, the very exciting one.
Don't turn this one off.
I'm Casey Jost, of course.
I'm James McCarthy.
I'm Tina Santamaro.
And we have a very special guest. She's appeared on HBO's Crashing, Late Night with Seth Meyers. She wrote for the final season of Broad City, Comedy Central's digital series Comics to Watch, Wyatt Cenac's Night Train for CISO, Laugh Tracks on True TV, and she'll be performing soon. But give it up for Joyelle Johnson.
Woo, you said my name perfectly. Thank you so much, Casey.
Of course.
Not turn this episode off, people. Listen to me. I'm amazing.
That's right.
I'm going to be on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, I heard about that recently.
Listen and come see me on the cruise.
That's right. And there's other dates to see.
This is great. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're in Rochester, New York tonight, you can go check her out. The Carlson. She'll be there February 7th and 8th.
Yes. It's cold. So come on. Put your coats on. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Joyelle, you probably know a lot about hotels, which because from traveling so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever had concierge or, you know, a check-in like this episode?
It's so much fun to watch because I am the queen of hotels and I just recently become a hotel snob.
Oh, so, congratulations.
I went to a hotel recently for a gig and I was like, oh, this hotel's disgusting. And it was supposed to be a nice one, but the sheets felt like paper. And I was like, oh, you're a hotel snob now.
Wow. The hotel snob, formerly known as comedian.
That is great.
I'm going to make a symbol.
But you have to be that way if you're traveling so much. Because I don't even think you're a snob. I think, you're just really going in on yourself there. What I think is like,
you want to get what you pay for.
You want to get what you pay for. But also like, sometimes like you don't want to get bed bugs. I know like the jokers, like Sal tells me, he's like, when you go to a hotel room, you don't put your bag on the floor, right? You open it up and you put it on that steel
luggage holder.
Or desk or something.
Or a desk. But like you don't put it on the floor because on the carpet you could get bed bugs.
Oh, that's a good tip. That's a very good travel trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just inherently felt that I don't want to touch the floor at all.
Yeah. Do you bring slippers? You bring little like flip flops or something?
I just keep my socks on.
And then burn them?
Burn them afterwards. Actually, you remember when we went to New Orleans?
I do.
So when we went to New Orleans as a group, I heard that the hotel we were staying in had bed bugs.
This is true.
And I was like,
and you were still like, let's stay?
I guess we were like, all there's a group of us, we're not going to change all of our reservations. And they had heard that I had renovated, but I didn't trust it. So I did the most insane thing.
It is nuts.
I brought a bunch of, you know, you just like, you know, you do spring cleaning, you get a bunch of clothes and you throw them out.
You might call Mari and do this.
Yeah. Yes. So I got all my clothes that I was going to throw out and I packed that in the suitcase. And at the end of every day, I basically threw out old ratty clothes. But like around New Orleans, I looked like a psycho. I was just going to say,
you look like shit the whole trip.
The whole trip looked like shit. And my friend Kelly was like, what is Casey wearing? Like, are those like white pants and like
oversized like XL t-shirt from a Giants game?
If there were women on this trip, because that sounds like a very masculine decision to be like, we're still going to stay in the bed. Bunk hotel.
Well, my wife was like, my wife literally said to me, was just like, well, you're throwing out your clothes, but I'm not. And she was like, so we might still get bed bugs. And I was like, well, yeah, then we'll know whose fault it is.
You better do it.
So yeah, this hotel did not have bed bugs. It was a very nice hotel to let us do this, but it did have a tap dancing concierge.
It definitely had the Row Hotel, I believe, is what it is in the city.
It had bright pink shirts, which I've never seen the guys in.
Oh, that was a beautiful fuchsia.
It looked like these post-it notes.
Yeah.
Do not adjust your dials. That was the color.
Yeah, that color is good on people's skin, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guys really enjoyed this desk on wheels. I remember I was there the day we filmed that, and that was, I think, stole the show for them. They were like, we could be the concierge anywhere in the lobby, and just loved it. So they like, Q is tap dancing, moving it around. I mean,
I might just like to interrupt. Yeah. I apologize. Q is a pretty good tap dancer.
I know. Very good.
I'm a tap dancer.
You are?
Yeah. I studied tap. Wow. So he was hitting a couple of flaps there. I was like, okay. He had the basics, so he could tap dance. Back
He's
to
classically you. Trained. He did a lot of plays growing up and stuff like that.
Yeah. I can tell.
Have you used tap? Have you used tap in your comedy?
I have not.
You need to.
They're making me think I should.
You need to pull that out. That will surprise.
He busted it out.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you. Don't want to give you any notes, but I think you should tap dance tonight at the Carlson in Rochester.
Very nice.
Segways.
No, please. There. I mean, the Desk on Wheels was like fantastic. I loved Joe using it to back up all the way down the stairs.
She was both like patient and impatient. Like she went along the whole thing, but was like with a face of like that was just looked like a question mark.
Yeah.
And she had on heels. Homegirl had on whole heels. I'd be like, dude, I'm not walking no more. I got heels on. You better. I started shouting at her.
But walked down the stairs, came up. They used the elevator.
Coming up the elevator was amazing.
It's not even in the turn enough how long Joe talked to that one lady and her daughter, I think. It was so long. And like the only thing I think she said was like, what is happening? Where are you going? Like the entire time. And they interacted for like 15 minutes.
Wow.
She was very nice. But yeah, Joe coming back up the elevator.
That means she's patient.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was not from New York. Obviously, she's staying in the hotel. She was from California, I believe.
That's true.
Laid back Southern Cali.
You know, often we get nervous because we don't want to like film with tourists because it's typical that a lot of hardcore New Yorkers don't know the show, but a lot of tourists.
Yeah, they're cord cutters. They're hipsters.
A lot of tourists recognize the guys. And so we were taking a little chance here because everybody's probably coming into town. But I guess maybe this hotel had clientele of people who don't watch TV. I don't know.
Yeah. They just don't have
We screened all the hotels and we're like,
they don't have the true TV virus.
That's right. Yeah. They do now. It's rampant. And we gave them bed bugs too. Not true.
We can't keep talking about it. It just makes my skin itch just to talk about
it. It's the scariest thing. I have nightmares about it.
It's so weird because that is an actual fear of a lot of, especially New Yorkers and people who travel like we do. It's like, like the thought that y'all were like, let's test it out is crazy to me.
Yeah. I love also how much the elevator was used in Sal's turn. He's like backing up and the elevators are opening. He's like looking back like you're not allowed to be behind
you. Excuse you.
It's such a simple...
Sal.
I enjoyed Murr yelling to everyone at the hotel that man had a drop a deuce or whatever he said.
Yep, I love it.
Yeah.
So simple.
He's like number one or number two.
We have a man who needs a deuce here. He's got to drop the deuce.
So simple.
Also, that non-New Yorker who let his whole backpack get jacked.
By Sal.
Yeah.
He snuck it
that
in.
That was amazing.
They were like, dude, pay attention, buddy. You in New York City that oblivious? Man. I hope he watches that and gets his life.
On top of that, it got cut out. I'm pretty positive on the day Sal then opens up his backpack, gets the CD back, and as he's doing it, whoever the guy was waiting for comes up and sees Sal, and Sal then had to play it off. And then it wasn't very funny, which is why we cut it after that.
Yeah.
It wasn't not funny. It was just kind of like boring, I guess. It was kind of like, he's like, I'm not robbing your dad.
Sometimes it's more
doing something for a show.
Showing less is sometimes more exciting.
Exactly.
Less is more.
You could have probably put like another 30 CDs in his bag if like his friend didn't come up.
Yeah.
Totally.
It was great.
You can't be that oblivious in New York.
Yeah.
I sometimes don't wear my backpack on the back. I wear it in the front. Just
smart.
Yeah. That's when you know somebody
need to do
has
that.
Lived in New York for 5 years.
100%. I mean, last week we were talking about how Murr had he puts his wallet in his back pocket. And growing up, it was like, I'm not going to put my wallet there.
No, arrogant that he does that.
Asking.
That's like leaving your keys in your convertible with the top down. Mm-hmm. Just like, go ahead, take it.
Just take it.
Otherwise, I thought they did a very good job at just checking in people at a hotel. That must be a fun job.
Yeah, you can tell they travel a lot because they knew the questions to ask.
Oh my gosh.
Before we move on, do we want to talk about Joe humping the bag?
Yeah, smart. That got weird.
That got very weird.
But he got a thumbs down from it. Yeah, he lost because of this.
Yes, he did.
Which is so nice to see Joe lose in a challenge. Because he usually will do anything.
It doesn't usually happen.
But you could tell it got weird. Joe felt like, I don't want to do this anymore. It feels weird.
And he is a gentleman.
He has morals, I guess.
He had to take the L in this one, which he doesn't do.
Yeah.
No.
Very often. But yeah,
he found his line.
But he did kill me earlier too when he's talking about Marcus working his glutes or working your glutes with his chin.
Yeah.
Was very
that
nice.
Was very funny.
You know, do you say take a W?
Like I said, take an L.
You have to, I know, but most people are like you have to take the L, right?
Right.
But are no one's ever like I took the W.
It's like I guess
it feels weird.
I feel like
right?
on our show you do sometimes take the W because you don't want to do it, but then you're forced into it.
Yes.
So if there's ever a place to take a W,
it's
on our show where you have to say something against your will.
I think we need to start claiming that.
Taking a W sounds like a different form of
agree.
Yeah.
So taking a deuce,
taking
a W.
Take the L. Take a W.
Take a W.
Take a W. Gotta go to the hospital. Get that checked out.
I know. All right. Well, can I get a witness? Witness is a W, I guess. So that's a good. Mm-hmm. That's my segue for this.
Yeah,
great.
Best I got.
Great segue.
You get the W.
And then this is a game we've played once before. This is our second time playing it. John Zaluga makes an appearance. He's the manager, mm-hmm. and he's great. He's in this bit. He looks like a manager. Am I right?
For sure.
Didn't he used to be a manager?
He used to work at a supermarket. Actually, I don't know if he ever made it up to manager, but he worked at a supermarket, and that was good enough for us to say, you're the most qualified on our staff to then be the manager right. in the show. And he does. He wears it well. He looks like he could be the manager. I believed him.
I know. John's a fantastic storyteller. He has his own podcast called Super Live Adventure, and he tells wonderful stories. He's like a stand-up, and I feel like I know his life, and I know the stories from when he worked there because of like when he paints a picture with his story. He's one of those guys. But this was so fun to see him in that position, as always.
And then John will just hang out for the rest of the episode. He's in the punishment, too, which is great. It's just like...
Yeah, that was perfect.
John's in it. He's in the intro. Great job, Johnny Z.
Yeah,
there's an awesome distinction, though, between a great storyteller and a great writer. Because sometimes people think just because they can write means they can storytell. And those two are mutually exclusive. So I know a lot of people who are very great writers, but they don't know how to get to the point in the story. Mm. And word economy and all the types of things you need to tell a story. So, hey, all y'all ain't good storytellers. I'm just let you know that. Keep your families off the hook during holiday times.
Amazing. John is both a good writer and a storyteller. But he doesn't get to the point, but in a way that like keeps you guessing. You're like, well, where is this going to go? Where is this going to go?
He's fantastic.
But so then he has to get people to corroborate. Is that the word? Corroborate?
I think
the
so.
Story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we got your Krispies.
This was great. Yeah. So this was actually pretty funny. We did this bit before and the guys wanted to make all... fake items for them. So like for Sal's turn, there were actually chips called Ja-Crispies, which is Sal's nickname, as big fans of the show will know. And so there were like Ja-Crispy chips that were, I think, just Frito bags with that label slapped over it.
Yeah, it looks very much like a Frito logo.
Yeah.
Frito might come at us.
And then for Joe's turn, there's Captain Fatbelly cereals out there, which I think then Gatto took all of them, ate all the cereals, and then kept the boxes at home. So I think he has most of them. But there's a few that didn't make it in. Do you want to know what they were?
Yes, I absolutely do.
All right. There was Dr. Shrimp Puerto Rico, and it was going to be a soda like Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Big fans know Dr. Shrimp Puerto Rico from the Cranjus McBasketball game. There was Scoopski Potato Chips. There was Mother Coconut Chips or Mother Coca-Cola.
Ah. Yeah, it's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
It is. But I feel like Mother Coconuts could just be a brand of coconuts, right?
It could be.
Oh, maybe. But do you want to dive into a thing of coconuts?
Yeah. No, it's really just more hazardous for the guys than anything.
That's the series finale.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was Cole Von Cola. Mm. Almost made it. Seltzer. Seltzer, which is just Sal Seltzer.
Very cute.
Barbecue Ja-Crispies, which I guess kind of made it in. Then there's just barbecue chips for Q.
Okay.
Didn't make it. And then spider chips, which I don't know.
I love how the list like.
I think it was like
point.
A picture of Q as the spider from his Barnyard Punishment on chips. But the pun is lost on
how
me.
He did it.
Yeah.
I really loved the Captain Fatbelly cereal. It looked delicious. It looked like, I grew up in the 90s and I want to eat any cereal that has like a fun character on it.
100%.
Yeah.
And then what's more fun than Captain Fatbelly?
He kind of looks like a Captain Crunch type. He's got that like roundish.
Yeah. It's that art design.
Fun face. Yeah. Yes. Like
that's
the
how they sold sugar to children.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
Cartoons.
I love it.
I just want to roast Sal for 2 seconds.
Sure.
His run is a mess. And it's so cute because he's knock-kneed and I'm also knock-kneed. So when I saw that running, it made me crack up because I was like, that's what I look like when I'm running. So,
that's so
shout
funny.
Out to you and your knock-knees, Sal.
That's amazing.
You look ridiculous.
Love
you.
Great. And so he you know, he had to go balls out on a gender reveal. So yeah. That's why he needed to run.
Just diving into those Jacriss.
When he did that, I was shocked.
Me too.
Did you see the woman who ran away?
That was hilarious.
That's what I would do.
Exactly. What were we sticking around?
Any normal person does what that lady did.
It looked like a video from like one of those like fail videos. You know what I mean? It looked like what would happen. The woman literally just like got out of Dodge.
She was out of here. Also, that black man was the calmest person I've ever. Like he was just, he didn't turn up at all. As if he said, I'm already on high blood pressure medication. I'm not doing this with you, Sal.
Amazing.
I got uncles like that.
Sal established a rapport. That's like him playing the, back to what you said last week with him playing the game.
He's the best. He's so good.
He's LeBron.
I just love watching him operate out there on the floor. It's very fun to watch.
He's gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
I guess he's charming.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we had a big lettuce display. Was that Murr's?
Oh, I love this term. Murr is great.
That looked like it hurt.
This guy wanted nothing to do with Murr.
Yep.
This guy was out the door, like tried to distance himself as much as possible. Wasn't in on the setup.
Yeah.
Wasn't in on the process. Wasn't on the aftermath.
I mean, the nail in the coffin is like that his maid needs a facelift. It's like, what a sentence
it
that
is. It was great. The guy's like, I'm done with you. John Zaluga's trying to hold them together.
Right.
He's walking away
somewhere. Yeah, barely could keep them in the same frame.
Is that when he's like, he's a bad actor? Is that the guy who said that?
No, that was Q.
Gets slammed with it. Joker's movie comes out this month, people. February.
Q's a bad actor.
Q. You can see Q act in the Joker's movie later this month, everybody.
If it's the right material, like last week when Q was quitting, and he had the Tobey Maguire thing. I believed it. And he was like really emotional. I think this was just not the right. He can't lie when it has to do with something where it's taking over people's money, you know?
Yeah. Like
he can't lie when it comes to a whaling gun.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
That's the Venn diagram of Q and lying.
Long story short, I bought a whaling gun on eBay for $250,000. I don't have the money to pay for it. I see all those marshmallows right over there. What I want to do is pretend I fell in it, pretend I get hurt, tell the store, sue, get the $250,000, pay for the whaling gun. My eBay rating remains clear.
I'll say this. If I'm getting into Q's mind for a minute, let me get
please
there.
Please do. Let me talk to Q.
All right. I'm Q. I know I'm a tough, rugged New York City firefighter. Mm. And if I go too dark here and say that, like, I'm like really trying to be believable, people might get like turned off and like disturbed by that. So I'm going to go in a little bit more chipper, a little bit more high energy and excited. As I pull someone into a scheme where I'm basically telling them I'm going to sue this company. So I think he's trying to be like a little bit more upbeat and like say like, I need this for a whaling gun. It's going to be fun. Like, you ready? Ha ha. Let's do this. And then dive into the rack of, what'd he jump into? Marshmallows.
So
I think he's trying to basically play against type here to not scare someone.
Marshmallow was also a smart choice because who's going to believe you got hurt?
Right.
It's like being like, I fell onto these pillows.
These tiny pillows.
These sweet pillows.
I jumped into a pile of pillows.
I'm with you, though, there, James. I agree. You know what? As you described that, I've tried to put myself in the shoes of these guys, in the brains. Yeah. And I was like, you know how hard it is to talk to someone and be like, I'm going to do something that's like very questionable.
Yeah.
How would you, Joelle, how do you think you would handle this challenge?
If they didn't offer me any money, here's the problem. They didn't offer anyone some of the money.
Oh.
That's why that last guy walked away. That last guy was like, I don't see nothing. Because he ain't mentioned nothing about no money. He's like, my cousin is in jail for tax fraud. I'm not here for this. You know?
Yes.
I can.
Oh,
so
wow.
if you would have said something about some money, maybe.
Like, I am surprised Q didn't do that. That is usually Q's route to success.
He
plays on the outskirts of the rules.
Yeah.
That would have been good for him.
Yeah, he'd be like, I Venmo you $10,000 because then I'm going to get $200, but I'll give you $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
$10,000 today I'm going to Venmo you. Just say you saw it.
That's smart.
That's great.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah, that's a good idea. And then so the Q doesn't get it. Everyone's having trouble, except for Sal. And then Joe, the Captain Fatboy cereal display. needs money because his guma's in the clink.
And I loved it. They had a great rapport. I felt like Joe and this Mark, it was so fun to watch. And Joe looks like he's going to laugh the entire time, but doesn't.
Yes.
And she's like, I'll kind of believe you, I guess, as you're telling me all this.
The whole time I was like, oh, she's in. Like, she's going to say, she's going to get us back. And then at the end, I was like, yeah, I don't know. And he said He said something about, like, Guma, you know, like the whole thing. He's like, he's trying to get the money. Like, it was amazing. She was like, to his face, like,
turned on him.
No.
Turned
first
on
word out of her mouth every time. No.
I there were a lot of very Italian words said this episode.
Guma
happened in mozzarella. So, my question is why they don't say the A?
What?
Why is it not mozzarella?
I don't know.
Was mozzarella?
Yeah, that's the way.
It's weird the way Italians it comes out. It. Well, and it's like this like Italian American Staten Island, New Jersey, Brooklyn. Type,
I don't
where
think
it's
it
not
actually
exactly
happens. Yeah, I don't think it happens in Italy.
It doesn't happen in Italy.
Right.
It's like a New York Italian thing.
Okay. Like, that's specific to that because they all said it. I was like, oh. Oh.
It's almost like you'll see it in The Sopranos, too, where it's like they'll say, like, gabagool and stuff instead of, like, it would be capicola.
Actually,
or, like, capicola.
That
like
word,
Italian, it's like capicola.
Say that word.
Capicola.
It is the way people say it in Italian, in Staten
Jersey
Island
Italian.
Is gabagool.
Gabagool.
That's C-A-P-P-I-C-O-L-A. Capicola, but people go gabagool. It's really crazy. In fact, me and Joe Ambergio invented this thing where if we order a cappuccino, we say zabazine. Because it's so off. And just to see if we could get them to actually get us a cappuccino. So, like, let's say we, like, want a cappuccino after dinner or something. We'll go, I'll take a zabazine. You want a zabazine? We'll say two zabazine. And just to see if they go... okay, and they bring out the right thing, but it's because it feels as far from gabagool to capicola.
I said capicola.
Yeah, solid episode so far. But then we got this punishment that I was in love with, not just for the reasons of like that I love this for the show. I feel like they finally got Joe, but to see Milana just like run to Joe like that at the top, like. Warmed my heart.
Yeah, she yelled daddy. It was so cute.
It was
cute.
The sweetest thing. Yeah. And I had to rewind it because I didn't know that was his real kid. Because I was like, this little girl's a good actress.
I know.
And then I was like, wait, did he just say it's his real kid? And I had to rewind it. I was like, oh my God. Because when he said, we're going to have a conversation with mommy after this, that was
so
amazing.
Funny.
And
she was perfect.
She like loves her dad so much and he loves her. It's so funny to watch. She just says, like, yes to everything he says. Every question he asks her, she's like, yep,
yes,
no matter what.
Sit, roll over.
So, oh, my God. Yeah,
oh, my
dog.
God.
Yeah.
That was, you could tell, like, that was just, that came on the spot. But she just is such a good listener. She's such a good kid.
She's such
and
a
she, they also have, like, so many dogs in their house. Like, Joe literally
has,
like,
six
dogs.
Yeah.
But, like, they've had dogs their whole life. So she knows what doggies do. And so she, like, of course... can play into that. It was incredible. It was
when he had the bag of snacks and he like shook it like you would for a dog.
Oh my goodness.
He kept playing it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she kept assisting, which was amazing. This is the thing where I didn't know if I would be a good mother because I would have been cracking up laughing if I was in that situation. Like a couple other women started laughing and that would have been me the whole time. Like, is this for real happening?
I
wouldn't be able to keep a straight face.
They were... like giving Joe some looks, but also I felt bad for some of these moms. The one mom, her son's putting stickers all over her.
Yep. Yes.
And she's like, he doesn't nap. I don't know what to do.
She
it was
like she
so
was on,
funny. Like
on her end.
Yeah.
So what we were nervous about behind the scenes was that this is a focus group kind of thing. Like we've done this a few times where like the jokers feed each other what to say in a focus group. But the stakes of this are so much higher because it's like his daughter's there.
His
it's
real
like
this, kid, yeah.
A parental thing is huge. Like, I don't think we'd be able to produce it for each of the guys.
Right.
I mean, the other guys don't have kids. So to actually have Joe's real kid there, it's so fun. But, like, I think that this is one that people will finally be like, they got Joe. Because he was, you could really see that he was like embarrassed for a lot of this. And it was like his real daughter there. Like, it's nice because I think people often are like, I don't know if like Joe like was laughing. He was having fun. The guys are laughing. And that does happen. But this one is like
he looked uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like slightly uncomfortable. Like, what is this next thing going to say on this paper?
There was one thing that he had to say and... if you watch it closely, like he looks over to see how far away she is.
Yeah.
And then says it.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's dying.
The water, like, the water great. Thing was my absolute favorite.
Reduced water privileges.
Oh my God.
I do a system. It's reduced water privileges. She loves to drink like a lot of water all day, and then we just bring it down a little bit more. So she's a pretty good kid, so we don't have to deal with it too much.
Okay.
Oh, you could see them. The looks on the mother's faces when you said that.
That's they like were, a child abuse.
Oh, yeah, wow. They were like, crawling. Their skin was crawling.
Yeah, because it does it seem, first of all, bizarre. Yes. The guys are insane.
Such a specific
But like,
punishment.
That is something that when you're hearing it, you're thinking, is that real? That's dangerous. That's child abuse. And like that was like definitely yes. like getting him a lot of looks in the yeah. room. It was wild.
How happy
watch.
Were you that he was the only father? Like I was so pumped that like it was like most it was like all women and like yeah. this one like deadbeat
that he
dad.
Was like the bad dad.
Yeah, like he's room. Not. He's actually like you know as you know he's like an incredible father.
Yeah,
but like just to have it be like these like moms and then there's one dad that like literally carries her out at the end
goodness.
Oh, the whole
like
thing. He doesn't know what he's doing,
yeah. and you don't even see it enough because John Zaluga is in there turning this. John's also a dad.
Yes,
and he was turning the screws on Joe sometimes. Yes. And you see it in there a few times, like in the cut where he's like, can you repeat that? Or like you take away her water and like would like go in again and make Joe explain it. It was great to watch.
Honestly, underrated performance from John Zaluga in this episode. Maybe the Joker of the episode.
Maybe he's in. I mean, he's technically qualifies now. He's in
a straight face.
Once you're in two bits.
Yeah. And the intro to the, wow. the second.
Super Live Adventure podcast's own John Zaluga. Again, like, you were kind of saying this before where it's like Joe, it looks like he's smiling, looking like he's trying not to laugh. That is like, everyone has that person in their life where someone might get bad news and might kind of like smile or laugh right away. It's just like how they deal with it. That is Gatto uncomfortable. Like, I'm just telling you, that is him super uncomfortable in this situation and like just trying to deal with it.
That's a condition, though, also. Yeah. Those people that can just smile. Who's that guy Dr. Phil interviewed? You know, he interviewed, I think it was JonBenet Ramsey's brother.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And so he's allegedly supposed to be the person that it accidentally killed her.
Oh, wow.
Rumor mill.
Whoa.
But in this interview, he's smiling the entire time. And it's like it's a crazy smile. He's just smiling while Dr. Phil's talking to him about death. And
so you're saying that's what Joe has?
Well, that's it.
Joe
might
need to get checked out. No, I'm saying that it's an actual, like it's a condition.
Yikes. Wow.
Yes. We knew it was something with him. And now we finally put our finger on it. But
it took 199 episodes, but we
oh, that's what it was. It kind of made him. It was the Joker disease that got him.
I'm glad Milana got in on the first 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sweet. Well, you know, we had waited a lot, like, you know, we didn't want to use her and other thing or too much or like, you know, because we
too young.
Yeah, it's just no, but like it's, you know, you want to wait for the right moment. And I think that this
and
was
the
like
guys did. Q said it in the episode. He was just like, I see your sweet, sweet daughter or whatever. And he's like, I just see another way to like crush your soul.
Yeah, incredible.
It was perfect.
So beautiful. What a great episode. And Joyelle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was fun to watch. I like being part of this family now.
Yeah. And so you're going to be on the cruise. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I don't know what the fans are going to be like, but I'm excited. I've heard nothing but good things
from
all of my friends
who've
done it before.
The best, yeah.
This is great. So I obviously, like when you're on the boat, please look up Joyelle. And if, you know, because a lot of people I think who listen are also coming on the cruise.
Yeah.
So please look up Joyelle both on Instagram and on social media, but then also on the boat, find her and see her shows.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Any business?
We got one big piece of business coming up.
Very excited.
Because it's the 200th episode next week, which is unbelievable. And Tina actually has a big surprise
for us.
She
went to court.
Hey.
She went to court. She figured out all the legal.
I did. Yeah.
And what happened?
I spoke to the BA department over and over and over again.
Ooh,
and next week, we will be doing giveaways on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. I hope the BA department's a badass department because that is badass.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So tune in.
There it is.
That's great. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We have a giveaway.
Great. Exciting.
Also, and if you guys have any questions for us, one other piece of business, we have that Joker hotline still. Give us a call at 480- 480-420-6924. That's 480-420-6924.
Mm-hmm. Good
number.
Selena Mars. Imagine that's what the number goes to. And yeah, they're like, we keep getting these calls for.
I think we're as much lawyers as they are. Yeah. If you have any legal problems, you fell into marshmallows or mother coconuts, let us know. We'll help you win your case.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And we'll see you soon. On behalf of, I'm Casey Jost.
James McCarthy.
See you in the Sam tomorrow.
And of course,
Joyelle, come see me at the Carlson tonight if you're in Rochester.
I'm coming. Let's do it.
Bye.